Hi, I'm Alice Poehler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, everybody thinks of Spanish Reds, and Tempranillo is what really comes to mind at first.
Sure.
But I don't know if it's the number one or number two actual grape in terms of volume is actually Garnacha.
Garnacha, sure. Tempranillo for Rioja, Garnacha, and everything else.
Pretty much.
At least in the northern part.
Right.
This is the same grape that's known as Grenache.
In France.
In France. But it did originate in Spain, and I had the good fortune to taste three of them. I was really, really enjoyed this. The first one is called a Flon Real Garnacha from Calatayud, 2019. $24 for this. This wine comes with a little bit of age, which is good, and Calatayud is in Aragon, which is one of the northern provinces in Spain. Garnacha certainly is king here, and the powerful aroma presents wood smoke floating over raspberry jam. How's that smell?
That sounds yummy. Terrific, yeah.
Sounds like a kid's cookout.
Breakfast outside right, of a kid's cookout, right.
But on the palate, it's just a great mouthful of wine. It's full-bodied. It's bursting with fruit sweetness. There's a touch of that smoke and a lot of the red raspberry jam on the palate also. The tannins are very mild, and the texture is big and round and plump. There's nothing shy about this wine, which is very nice.
There's rarely anything shy about Garnacha.
No, there isn't. So I enjoy it with big old steaks. That's the Filon Real. I gave it 3 stars, which is really very, very good. Now, here's something I thought was just an extreme value. It's called Veraz Garnacha. It's from Campo de Borja, 2018. And this one is only $12. And it has even more age on it, which is very nice of them to do that. The region is in northern Spain again. And the Garnacha is much more rustic in this case. Firmer tannins, less intense fruit, and a bit more acidity. And the nose reminds me of butternut squash, of all things, with side notes of Fielder's, which is the key.
Right.
That's what you find in Garnacha. The flavors center on tart yellow plums with a touch of tart green apple. The fruit has a dose of a burst of real bright flavor in it. And there's just, a little bit more pronounced tannins in it, which I think they're kind of very dusty in quality. So this is a nice informal red, and I think it's a great value. That's Veraz Garnacha, and it's only $12.
We'll put them all on the website.
We will indeed. Now, here's my wine of the week, and I thought a whole lot about this wine. This is Carré. It looks like the English word care, but I think it would be pronounced Carré Garnacha from Carniena, which is also in Aragon, again from the north of Spain. The color is deep garnet. It's very pretty. The aroma is based on warm, toasty oak blended with cranberry and a very rich and warm kind of quality to the nose, which is very nice. The wine tastes very concentrated and complex. The flavors center on sweet dark plum dusted with spice. There's also a distinct sour cherry that closes in the finish. The overall impression is of a refined, very well-made red with a bit of richness along with a bit of Garnacha wildness. Very appealing. That's the Carré Garnacha, my wine of the week, and a good value too at $16. So, Hugh, there you go. It's always fun to try Garnacha. I like them best when they're a little on the wild side. So let's take a walk there. I'm Al Spoehler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by 88.1 WYPR.